He is a new creation. The old has passed away, and behold, the new has come.
所以保罗在哥林多后书5章17节告诉我们，如果有人在基督里，他就是新造的人了，旧事已过，都你看都变成新的了。So
if this is true, why do we keep living out of the old life?
如果这是真的话，为什么我们老是过在一直老我的旧的生活的模式中呢？
We might have the same old habits or thoughts or struggles or temptations or failures.
每天就在困在一些旧的习俗、旧的毛病、旧的思维里面呢，旧的挣扎里面呢。
You might ask yourself, why do I keep doing the same old things?
有时候你会问自己，我怎么老是重犯旧辙，一天就是做一些丧志的毛病。
And this is really discouraging.
然后以至于你觉得非常的灰心丧志。
So how can we stop doing all of the things we don't want to do and become the new person that God says we are?
所以我们如何能够停止在做一些我们旧的毛病、旧的习俗，而真正能够成为神所允许我们这种新造的人呢？
Do you have to get saved? Do you have to clean up your act first?
你是否得救的先决条件就是把所有的坏的毛病都清扫干净呢？
Do you have to make sure your life doesn't have any problems so you can finally settle down and focus on God?
在你那个专注在神的身上以前，你是不是要把所有的问题都解决掉呢？
So that's what we're going to talk about today.
所以这就是我们今天要讲的信息。
I've noticed there's three common barriers to living a godly life. Three discoveries we must make about our life in Christ.
我个人的发觉就是有三样东西阻止我们成为在耶稣基督里所谓的新造的人，有三样困难。And
I've gone through these. I've seen friends and family gone through these, and I'm guessing some of you have experienced this too.
因为我自己经历的，我看到朋友跟家人也都经历过这三个障碍，所以我相信你们也许也有类似的经验。And
this isn't a complete list by any means, but I'm hoping it will help you get moving and get your tires out of the mud.
所以这不是一个很完全的一个单清单，但是希望这三样能够帮助你，好比从这个泥泞沼泽之中能够脱身。So
the first thing we must do is we must discover what salvation is all about.
所以第一样就是就必须要知道救恩代表着什么。
See, there's a misunderstanding about what salvation is a lot of times. And many people, if you ask them what being saved is, they'd say, oh, it means I'm going to heaven when I die. And this is true, but it's very incomplete.
这也没错，但是这不是完全部的。
It's kind of like saying you live in a house, but you've never been past the foyer.
就好像你住这个大房子，你可以登堂入室，但是你却停留在所谓的玄关那边。And
you might say, well, I do know Jesus. I've said the sinner's prayer.
你说我知道耶稣啊，我做了那个认罪悔改的祷告啊。But
professing Jesus is just the first step in becoming like God. It's not the last step.
但是认罪悔改，认这个信耶稣只是第一步，而不是最后一步。
Many people think being saved is just believing the right things about Jesus, like having the answers for a test that's coming up later.
有许多认为就是被得到救赎，就是能够对耶稣能够做出一些正确的思维、正确的看法，就好像你在要考试之前，你复习过了，你知道所有的答案，你觉得自己很棒。
But you can't be saved by ideas about Jesus. You have to be saved by him, the person of Jesus.
但是你不能靠着脑子里对耶稣的一些知识来得救，你必须要靠耶稣基督这个人才能够得到解。
So if your faith is just ideas about Jesus stacked on top of each other like cards,
如果你对救赎的认知只是在于对耶稣的一些知识， 就好像一个用桥牌、纸牌搭成的一个房屋一样。
You just have to pull one out, see what happens. The whole thing is going to fall over.
你只要抽出其中一张卡，整个的房子就会倒塌。
See, because salvation isn't the end, the last thing you have to do in your Christian life, it's the very first thing.
所以救赎并不是他的最后的终点, 而是他的起点。
And Paul tells us in Philippians 2 that we have to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you, both to will and to work, for his good pleasure.
所以保罗在腓立比书二章十二到十三节的时候是这样说的：就当恐惧战兢地做成自己的救恩，神为了成全自己的美意，就在你们里面动工，使你们可以立志和行事。
So this verse implies that there are actions that I can take to partner with God after I've confessed my need for Him.
所以这个经文告诉我们，就说在我们认罪悔改以后。 我们是可以与神同工，我们可以采取一些行动来完全我们的所谓的救恩。See,
salvation is a gift that you must use.
对，救恩是一个礼物，那这个礼物是你必须使用它的。Think
of your muscles. God gave you muscles, but they're not strong unless you use them.
就好像你神给你肌肉，但是你不用肌肉的话，它就会萎缩，就会变得不是很强壮。
Did you know your salvation can be out of shape too?
你知道您的救恩也会走形吗?
Maybe you have like a neglected treadmill or Stairmaster in your house, and that's kind of like your salvation sometimes, that you've paid for it, but you don't use it.
也许您买过所谓的运动机器，然后摆在客厅里，但是你从来不用，就好像有得了救恩不用一样。And
instead, we have to work it out, we have to practice it.
所以说得了救恩以后，我们必须要操练。
And this happens in your thinking and in your behaving. You have to ask yourself, what does it mean to follow Jesus in your daily life?
所以你必须要思维，必须要思想，必须要采取行动，然后知道，当你牧师说，日日跟随主到底是怎么一回事。
So this is the key right here. Eternal life doesn't start when you die. It starts the moment that you believe in Jesus.
所以关键性的就在这里，就是永生，并不是。 当你死了以后才有的，而永生就是当你相信的时候就已经开始了。See,
earth is not just a waiting room for heaven.
所以你当在人世间的时候，不是只是一个通往天堂的一个等待的房间而已。It's
more like a shop class where you get to practice living an eternal life.
而是像一个工作室，你可以在里面操练练习，然后那个让你能够得到这个永生，通往永生的道。
Now, we're going to get to more of this in a moment, but the point I'm trying to make is that you're not saved from hell as much as you're saved for a restored relationship with the Father.
对，我待会还会重复再讲这个，加强这个这一点。但是我现在就讲，就是说，你得到永生，并不只是说你可以不下地狱，你得到永生是因为你跟神要建立一个好的关系。Jesus
describes eternal life like this in John 17:3. He says, "And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent."
So, 耶稣在约翰福音17:3节说：“认识你是独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。”The
word "know" in this verse is the same word that the Bible uses to describe Adam knowing Eve. And if you don't know what that means, ask your parents.
OK，如果你不知道这个认识，在希伯来文这个认识真正意义，是用来形容亚当与夏娃之间的那种很非常亲密的关系。所以表示说，神要我们与他有一种像亚当夏娃那种的亲密的关系。But
the point Jesus is making is that our relationship is that close to God. It's very intimate.
对神，耶稣在这里所要强调就是，我们跟神的关系就像那样一种的亲密的关系。
So yes, you must confess your need to God for him, but then that's just the first step. That puts you in right relationship with the Father to then continue that relationship.
所以当你心里相信，口里承认的时候，这是必须的，但是它只是让你能恢复一个与神的一个好的关系。从那个开始，你必须要神建立一个非常亲密的关系。
You know, it's often said that the longest journey you can take, the most difficult journey, is from the head to the heart.
我们常常说什么是最长的一个旅途呢？那就是从你的头脑到你的心，那是一段最长的旅程。
So what does this mean? What it means is we don't just know about God, but we know him personally through a daily relationship. This is information versus relationship.
对，这个是什么意思呢？这表示就是说，我们不能说只是说知道神而已，而且我们必须要从我们与他的关系中能够亲自的经历神，也就是说信息 PK 关系。
James said in James 2:19, you believe that God is one, you do well. Even the demons believe and shudder.
雅各书二章十九节说，你信神只有一位，你信的不错，就连鬼魔也信，却是战惊。
So this verse is showing us that information isn't enough. You must know God through a relationship.
所以告诉我们，光是知道并不够，你必须要有一个亲自的经历与神的关系。
So the point of your salvation is to put you into right relationship with the Father through Jesus by the power of the Spirit so you can begin to live as a Christian.
所以救恩的最重要的关键性的就是说你必须要与神父神有一个好的关系，对的关系，然后透过耶稣基督，透过圣灵的大能，你可以开始活得像一个基督徒。
But you can't do any of this if being a Christian stops just with a verbal agreement about who Jesus is.
但是如果你只是止于对耶稣基督的关系只是止于一个口头上的承诺，这是不够的。
This is how you get stuck, by not moving past just the sinner's prayer.
所以这也是为什么你会卡在那里，因为你当你祷告过这个认罪悔改祷告以后，你就卡在那儿了，你就止步不前了。
Thinking like this is almost like using salvation as an insurance plan for later when you die.
你甚至这有点像你就是为了就好像买了个保险，保证你死后可以入天堂而已。
So if you realize you're holding some incorrect beliefs about this, you don't need to despair. God is patient.
所以当你发现说，哦，原来我对这个救恩有这么错误的观念的时候，请您也不要觉得灰心失望，因为神是非常有耐心的。
If you had a young daughter that was learning to walk and she fell down, would you be angry with her? How could you fall? What's wrong with you?
如果你有个小女儿，她在学走路的时候常常跌倒的时候，你会对他动怒吗？你会说怎么一天那么跌倒呢？不会吧。
No, you would pick her back up and let her try again, and that's how God is with us. He's eager for us to try again and pursue him more deeply.
您会把那个您的小女儿扶起来，让她说，哎，再试试看。这同样的，神也是同样的，他是不会对你动怒的，因为他是非常希望你能够继续不断的尝试，然后与他建立一个好的关系。
So you might need to pray something like, Father, I want to know you more. I don't want to just know about you, but I want to know who you are.
所以您也许可以做一个这样的祷告，说，父神啊，我并不是只要想要知道你而已，我想要真正的能够认识你是谁，然后在你里面我是谁，然后我如何能够通过基本的认知能够进到一个更深的信心的境界里面。
And I want to know who I am in you and how to move past these basic beliefs into deeper things of faith.
真正认识你，认识自己，然后能够在信心上能够有更深的一步的认知进步。
A great practical step for this is something that my pastor recommends that he calls FWLW.
有一个很实际的步骤可以做的，就是我的牧师教我的，他把它叫做是一个 FWLW。
This stands for first word, last word.
这个 F 就比方说第一句话跟最后一句话。
And the idea is that you make sure that God's word is the first word at the beginning of the day that you read, and also the last word at the end of the day that you read.
所以就是说，当你醒来早上第一句话读的是神的话语，当你晚上的睡觉的时候最后一句话也是神的话语。
If you want to build a relationship with God, you need to spend time with him, and this is a great way to do that.
如果你想与神有个亲密的关系的话，你必须不断的增进这个关系，然后这个是一个非常好的法子。
So you can take a Bible and just lay it open by the side of your bed. And then when you wake up, it'll be there to read. And before you go to bed, you'll have it there to read.
所以您可以在床边摆一本圣经，所以你张开眼睛就可以研读神的话语。睡觉闭上眼睛之前也可以研读神的话语。
And if you do this for even just 1 week, you will really see the difference in your life and
your relationship
with God. 如果您这
样做只是一个礼拜，你就看到它的果效。
But what if you already know this? What if you already know that salvation is more than prayer and that you need to be in relationship with God, but you just don't feel worthy?
如果您已经知道我上面所提的这一点，但是你却觉得自己好像不配跟神有这样的一个亲密的关系。
Maybe you just feel like you've done too many things that were wrong, too many mistakes to be near to a holy God.
也许您觉得你过去犯了太多的错误了，你根本不可能接近这样一个圣洁的神。
Well, this leads us to the second barrier, which is to get unstuck, I must discover how much God loves me.
所以我们就谈到我们的第二点，就是说要解困，我们就必须知道神有多么的爱我。
See, we often just don't really understand how much God loves us.
很多时候我们真的不是非常了解神到底有多爱我们。
But the starting point for a breakthrough in our lives is always the nature of God, knowing who God is.
然后真正的认识他的出发点，最好的一个出发点，突破点就是知道神的本性，知道神到底是怎样的一位神。
So, who is God? What is he like?
所以神是怎样一个神？他是怎么样一个神？
Well, our God saved us to be in relationship with us. Our primary purpose in this world is to be loved by God.
所以我们的神就是要救拯救神拯救我们的是为了要我们跟他有一个好的关系。然后我们在人生的最重要的目标应该是被神所爱。
Many of you are probably familiar with the story of the prodigal son in Luke 15.
然后我相信你们很多人都知道这个比喻，浪子回头的比喻。
He took his father's money and he spent it all and was poor and hungry.
然后他分了父亲的家产以后，就到处的在那边挥霍，然后最后变得一文不名，非常的穷困。
And he thought,I've made so many mistakes, but maybe at least my father will take me back as a servant.
他就想，哎呀，我犯了实在太多的罪过了。这个我爸爸如果回家的话，我不敢再称自己是儿子的。只要我爸爸肯让我当在家里当个仆人，我就心甘情愿了。
And we often have this attitude also. We think we're unworthy of being called a son or a daughter, and we say to God,Just let me be a servant in your household.
我们常常也同样的一个态度，就是说，我觉得我是不配当您的神，您的儿女，那么我就在您家里当个仆人好了。
But our badness and our mistakes are no match for the goodness of God, because He just overwhelms us with His love.
但是我们的一切的错误，一切的不好，是没有办法抵挡住神对我们的大爱的。
See, the prodigal son in this story just condemned himself, but his father rejoiced that he was home.
当这个浪子正在为自己定罪的时候，他的父亲却在因为他的归家而喜悦。
The son tries to give an apology speech, but the father is too busy celebrating his return to even listen.
当这个儿子在肚里面打稿，怎么样说这个道歉词句的时候，他的爸爸却是为了庆祝他的归回而忙得连听他这些话都没听。
The son was already forgiven even before his apology. Why is this?
所以这个儿子在他开口道歉之前，他就已经被原谅了。为什么呢？
This is because the father doesn't want just servants. He wants daughters and sons to partner with him in his family business.
这是因为这个父亲要的不是仆人，他要的是一个他在家里应该跟他在一起能够生活做活的儿子跟女儿。
He doesn't have anger or judgment for the son. He just corrects his image. He says, "You are my son."
所以他并没有动怒或者是审判他这个儿子，他所做的就是对他的儿子的认知，对自己认知做出一个改正。 跟他讲说你是我的儿子。
Have you ever wondered why God called David a man after his own heart?
你们有没有想到为什么神认为大卫王是一个合神心意的呢？
Because David, he messed up a lot. There was adultery, murder, disobedience, poor judgment and family conflicts. How can he be after God's own heart?
那我们知道大卫王其实他犯了很多的错误，很严重的，甚至像淫乱罪、谋杀罪。不顺服，然后处理家庭关系是一团糟。那为什么神还说他是合乎神心意的呢？
Well, being after the heart of God must have nothing to do with what mistakes we make or don't, because David made a lot of mistakes.
所以由大卫的例子看来，我们知道，就是合乎神的心意，并不表示就是说，并不决定于你有犯罪或者没有犯罪，因为大卫他犯了很多的错。
But David had the right understanding.About the heart of God. That's why God said that about him.
那是因为大卫对神的心意是非常的有个深度的了解，所以神才会说他是合乎神心意的人。
Because David had been forgiven for all of those mistakes, he knew God's loving heart personally.
因为也是因为大卫犯了这么多的很多的过错，所以他知道神有多么的爱他。
You know, you can read the Psalms, many of which David wrote, and there is such an understanding of grace and intimacy in the presence of God.
我们读到许多大卫所写的诗篇，我们就可以看到大卫是多么的了解神的恩典，然后与神有多么亲密的一个关系。
So here's just one example, Psalm 136:1. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever.
这是其中之一，就是诗篇136篇第一节，你们要称谢耶和华，因他本是良善的，他的慈爱永远长存。
You might feel condemned, but this condemnation is either from yourself or from the devil.
你也许还是觉得你是有罪的，但是要知道这种的指责是不是从撒旦来的，就是从你自己来的。
Because Paul tells us in Romans 8, there is nowTherefore, no condemnation for those who are in Christ. For the law of spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death.
保罗在罗马书第八章第一节说，所以现在那些在耶稣基督里的人就不被定罪了，因为生命之灵的律在耶稣基督里使我们自由，脱离了罪和死亡的律。
And Jesus tells us he didn't come to condemn, he came to save.
耶稣也告诉我们，他来不是要定罪，而是要救世人。
He says in John 5:22, "The Father judges no one, but has given all judgment to the Son."
约翰福音第八章二十二节，所以神来了是父不审判人，却已经把审判的权柄完全交给子。
But then later down in verse 45, he says, "Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father."There is one who accuses you, Moses, on whom you have set your hope.
然后接着耶稣后来又这样讲说，不要以为我要向父控告你们，有一位控告你们的，就是你们所仰赖的摩西。
So why Moses? Why did he say Moses accused them?
为什么说到是摩西是控告他们呢？
It's because Jesus was speaking to the Pharisees who were more concerned with believing the right things about God than about doing the right things.
因为耶稣说他所讲话的对象是所谓的法利赛人，他们对于相信正确的信仰要比做出正确的行动 更重视。
See, they thought if they believed all and did all the laws, then God would be pleased with him. But the law was really only there to reveal their sinfulness and their need for God to save them.
他们认为如果是遵守所谓的律法，神就会非常的欢喜。但是律法只是告诉我们有这些，把这个罪 指出来，让我们觉得我们需要神来救赎。
And Jesus fulfilled this law with his life and his death and his resurrection.
耶稣就是来了成全这个律法，以他的在十字架的死，以他的复活来成全了这个律法。
This is why Paul says in Romans, But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinnersChrist died for us.
在罗马书五章第八节时候，保罗说：“唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死， 神对我们的爱就在此显明了。
See, you don't have to have it all together and make yourself worthy before you come to God because He has already deemed you worthy.
所以你不需要把自己变成一个完全人、毫无缺点的一个人才能接近神，因为神已经视你为无罪了。
So you don't have to sneak around in the corners of God's house, living in the shadows, like you think He's just tolerating you.
所以你不需要在神的家里，你不需要躲躲藏藏的活在暗影中或活在这个角落，因为神让你住在这里，只是容忍你的存在而已。
No, He wants you at His table like a son or a daughter.
他要你光明正大坐在这个桌与他同桌。
This is why in 1 John we read, See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called the children of God. And so we are.
这也是约翰一书三章一节告诉我，你们看，父赐给我们的是怎样的爱，就是让我们可以称为神的儿女，我们也算是他的儿女，因此世人不认识我们，是因为他们不认识父。
Since you are God's child, there's nothing you can do that's going to make Him love you more or love you less than He does right now. He already loves you completely.
既然你已经是他的儿女了，不管你能够多做或者少做，他并不会多爱你一点或者少爱你一点，因为他已经爱你了。
So the problem where we get stuck is not that we're too damaged, but it's just we don't understand the depth of God's love and our restoration through Him.
我们的问题，我们会为什么会卡在那困在那里呢？不是因为我们有多么的坏，而是因为我们不知道神对我们的大爱。然后呢，我们可以通过他可以得以修复。
And how you view your father will determine how you view yourself. You need to view yourself through His eyes of love.
所以你怎样认识神，也会决定你怎样透过他来认识自己。
George MacDonald, who is a Scottish author and pastor, once said, Because we are the sons of God, we must become the sons of God.
有位苏格兰的这个作家跟牧师叫做乔治·麦当劳是如此说，因为我们是已经是神的儿女了，所以我们必须要成为他的儿女。
So what he means is you have to accept the reality of who you already are. You might be you're a son or a daughter, but you might be living like a servant still.
你必须要接受这个事实，就是你已经是神的儿女了，你没有这个必要还活得像一个仆人一样。
So here's just a personal example from my life.
所以我自己经历有这样的经历。
I had to move from fear to love.Because I had an anxiety and fear of making mistakes.
因为我必须要从这个恐惧的心移转到爱心，因为我对于做决定是有一定程度的焦虑感。
So for a long time, I still thought deep down that God would only love me if I didn't make any mistakes, if I was perfect.
所以有一段我认为就是说。除非我是一个完全人，否则神是不会那么爱我的。
I knew in my head, God loves me. That's what the Bible says.
因为圣经告诉我神爱我，所以我的头脑接受这句话说神爱我。
But I didn't know it in my heart.
但是我心里没有这样的感受。
But God helped me through this. He brought me to this verse in 1 John, which says, "There is no fear in love." But perfect love casts out all fear.
但神用这句金句帮助我，也就是约翰一书四章十八节所说的，爱里没有惧怕，完全的爱可以把惧怕驱除，因为惧怕含有刑罚，惧怕的人在爱里还没有完全。
So God showed me His heart through mentors and books and sermons. They all kind of came together to demonstrate His love for me.
所以透过我的良师益友，透过书，透过信息，他们就帮助我能够了解到神的爱。
And once I actually understood in my heart how much God loved me, the fear went away.
所以当我心里明白了说神有多么的爱我的时候，我这个恐惧感就消失了。
I wasn't afraid that if I made mistakes now that God wouldn't love me.
我不会再怕说哦，我如果是犯了错的话，神是不是还要爱我呢？
So if you're struggling to understand how much God loves you, you just have to ask him to show you.
所以你现在还在为神到底有多爱我，爱不爱我而挣扎的时候，你就去让神告诉你吧。
He wants to show you. It gives him great pleasure to show you his love for you.
他也愿意告诉你，因为向你显现他大爱，对他来说是一个非常喜悦的事情。
So you might pray something like, Father, thank you for making me your child.
所以您可以这样做一个祷告，感谢你父神，让我能够作为你的儿女。
I'm no longer a slave to fear because I'm your child.
因为成为您的儿女，我不再成为恐惧的奴隶。
And this simple declaration is a way that you can stand against fear and shame in your life and place your trust in the love of God.
所以这么一个简单的祷告就可以让您能够对抗恐惧，对抗你对自己一切做所谓羞愧事情的这愧疚感，然后呢，把你的信心摆在父神对你的爱上。
But you might say, I know God doesn't love me. Do you see all the problems in my life? He's out to get me.
然后您或许可以说，哇，我的生活中、生命中有这么多的问题，这么多麻烦。啊，这就证明说神不爱我啊！你看他老是在追杀我。
And this leads us to the third thing we must discover about God.
这就让我们来到了我们第三点。
So first we discover what salvation is all about, and second we discover how much God loves us.
第一点我们发现神什么是真正的救赎，第二点知道神对我们的大爱，第三点是。
And third, to get unstuck, we must discover that God uses trials to help us grow.
所以第三点就是我们必须要发现神如何用试炼来让我们成长。
See, we often don't understand that everything in our life, especially the trials, are permitted for our growth.
我们常常不明白有些事情，特别是所谓的试炼，因为它是神所允许的。让我们能够通过这些试炼能够成长。
We read in Romans 5, we rejoice in our sufferings.
我们看到罗马书说我们以患难为乐为荣。
And in James 1, James writes, count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds.
雅各书也告诉我们说因为知道你们的信心经过考验就产生忍耐。
Now, if you're like me,That sounds crazy.
如果你们，如果您是我的话，大家会说，哦，太疯狂了吧。
For most of my life, I thought if bad things are happening to me, something's wrong.
我的思维就是说，如果这么多的坏的事情发生，那就是有问题了。
So you know, today we have COVID-19, we have riots, we have unemployment.
今天我们有所谓的过滤度病毒，我们所谓的动乱，我们有所谓的失业等等。
Well, how can they be good?
这些事情怎么可能是好事呢？
Well, they're not good, but God can still use them for your growth.
的确，这些都不是好事，但是神能够透过这些不好的事情，让你得以成长。
We're going to go back to these two verses that I just read and read the whole thing.
我们现在把这个整段句我们念一下。
So Romans 5, 3 through 5, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us.
Amen.
And in James 1, 3 through 4, count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And steadfastness will have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing.
雅各书一章三到四也告诉我们，因为知道你们的信心经过考验，就产生忍耐，但忍耐要坚持到底。
So the point of trials in your life is to make you complete.
所以在生命中的一些患难就是为了要你能够成长能够完备得以完备
There's a Chinese proverb that says when the wind of change blows some build walls while others build windmills
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that Chinese proverb
When the winds of change blows some build walls and others build windmills
所以当风吹动的时候有些是能够建造城堡有些是建造一些风车有的是为了可以
use the wind
to build the,
windmill
有的是这风可以用来发生动力的有的风是能够把那个墙给吹倒的
So will you work with the wind or will you resist it?
所以你是对风力是一种抗拒呢还是一种欢迎的态度
God wants to harness the wind for your good
所以神是要用这个风来成为你的动力，成为你成长的动力。
But a lot of times, either consciously or unconsciously, we assume that if God loves us, our life should be easy. We should get everything we want. There should be no trials.
但是有的时候，我们是有知的，或者是爱无知的认为，所以神如果爱我们的话，就应该是万事亨通。不应该有这些困难的事情。
See, we often work with this goal in mind, having no trials, but this can be dangerous to our faith. It's almost like an undertow pulling us away from the direction we actually want to go.
如果我们是以人生以这个为目的的话，这是一个非常危险的事情，因为这好就好像一个汹涌的在暗中的一个汹涌的潮流，会把你从这个正的轨道里面给冲开的冲流。
In John 16, Jesus says, In this world, you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world.
So, 约翰福音十六章三十三节告诉我们，我把这些事情告诉你们，是要使你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有患难，但你们放心，我已经胜了这个世界。
And we have overcome the world through him, as Paul tells us in Romans 8. He says, We are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
但是保罗在这里告诉我，我们是靠着他都能够得胜的。
This word, more than conquerors, it's almost like a superhero word in the Greek. It's like super overcomers or mega victors.
这里讲的所谓得胜有余，就是我们是一个超级的英雄，超级的战胜者。
That might not be your reality right now, though.
也许你目前还没有达到那个阶段。
But this is the key. All situations are designed to help you become more like Jesus.
但是要点就是说，任何的境况、任何的际遇，都是来帮助你能够变得更像主耶稣基督。
And often, what God could prevent in His power, He allows it into your life to help you grow out of His love.
就神他的大能是可以阻止这些事情发生，但是因为他爱你。所以他让这些事情发生，能够帮助你能够成长。
But to experience this, we have to stop running from our problems.
要经历这样的成长，我们必须要不要继续的从这个困难中脱离。
But they're the exact thing that God uses us to help to become more like Him, but only if we let Him, because we have a choice.
所以这些的困难的经历是帮助你能够更像主。但是先决条件是你必须愿意，我们有一个选择。
See, we tend to magnify our problems and then minimize what God can do through them.
我们有一个趋向，就是无限的扩大我们的问题，我们的麻烦，然后无限度的缩小神能够为我们做的事情，透过他能够为我们做的事情。
So we have to reverse this misconception through practice and partnering with God in our problems.
所以我们必须要与神同工，然后通过一些操练，能够翻转这样的一个概念。
Will you run or will you engage?
你是要跑呢，还是留下来呢？
See, your status in Christ is secure, but now we have to grow into what that status entails, and that happens through practice.
所以您在神面前的位置名分是一定的，但是要真的名副其实的话，您就必须要通过一些操练，
So when a trial comes into your life, instead of getting scared, get curious.
对，当一些患难来的时候，用这个好奇心，用一种探险的心来取掉您的恐惧。
You can ask yourself, how will God show up in this situation? What does He want me to learn and to practice in this situation?
对，在这个当下，神到底要我学什么呢？神是如何的能够他自己现华丽的现身呢？
See, every skill comes by practice. And this ties into earlier to what we said about working out our salvation. You have to practice it.
所以每一项的技能都是要通过操练才能够达到，也就是我们所讲到要在属灵的功夫上要下功夫的。
See, we have to act and practice doing what the Bible teaches us. This is why in James 1 he writes, be doers of the word and not just hearers only, deceiving yourselves.
所以也是雅各书所讲的，就是说你听到以后你还要行道，必须要练习，也就是甚至说你们应该做行道的人，不要单做听道的人，自己欺骗自己。
So why does he say you're deceiving yourselves?
所以这里为什么说你在欺骗自己呢？
Because if you hear the word and don't do anything, you think you're like God, but you're not.
所以当你只是听到，然后你没有行道，你就自以为自己已经很像神了，那你真的是自欺哦。
Jesus says in Matthew 7, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father.
所以耶稣基督也是在John 7, 约翰福音第三讲说，不是口里称我主我主的人都可以 得到神的国，而是要行道的人才能够进神的国。
So, I have a confession to make.
我要跟大家承认一件事情。
Often, when I'm listening to sermons or reading a Bible passage, I say, I've heard this before.
我常常是当我听到一段讲道，或者在读一段圣经的时候，我会跟自己说，哎呀，我都已经读过了，老生常谈吧。
And then my wife will say, yeah, but are you actually doing it?
然后我妻子就会在旁边，啊，哼一声，就说，那你都有做到吗？
See, it doesn't matter if I've heard it before, if I'm not living it out.
所以不管我听到多少次，但是没有做到的话，也是白听。
So this means God gifts us with life situations. They're a gift to practice being like Him.
所以神赐给我们人生一些境况，让我们能够练习的、操练的更加的像他。
So God doesn't look at you with judgment.
所以这表示神并不是看着你就说啊，我要定罪他。
He doesn't look and say, Greg has an anger problem.
他不会说看着你说，哎，老李、老张，有一个暴脾气、脾气坏的毛病。
He looks at each of us and sees what is lacking in becoming like him.
他看着我们就会看到说，这个人他生命中需要一些什么东西，缺一些什么东西。
So he says to Greg, I am giving Greg patience through life situations.
所以他会对老李、老张、老王说，哦，他需要的是耐心，那我就要让他能够去操练这个耐心。
You can't work on anger because anger was killed with the old man.
因为你不能够对这个坏脾气做些什么事情，因为这个应该是钉死在你这个牢，跟着你牢尾钉死的。
So we have to partner with God on living in the patience given to us through life situations as the new man or woman.
所以我们必须要在这个神赐给我们一个新的新造的人生命里面与他同工，然后能够操练我们如何能够得到这个耐心的这样恩赐。
Because as Paul writes, how can we who died to sin still live in it?
所以保罗在罗马书六章二节讲说，绝对不可，我们向罪死的人怎么可以仍然活在罪中呢？
So he said, and he also said in Galatians, are you so foolish, having begun by the Spirit, are you now trying to be perfected by the flesh?
所以在加拉太书三章三节他也说，你们是这样的无知吗？你们既然靠着圣灵开始，现在还要靠着肉体成全吗？
See, you no longer have a sin nature, you just have a sin habit.
你现在已经没有罪性了，你现在有的是所谓的罪行，罪的习惯。
But the good news is that habits can be broken.
但是好消息说，老习惯、不好的习惯是可以被打破的。
And you may just be doing things out of the old man habit that you don't need to do anymore.
所以您的一些行为很可能就是你这个很自动的，就像在旧人的模式里面起开启一个旧的模式，自动的模式。
So an exercise you can do later at home is to make two lists.
所以您回家以后可以做一个练习，就是写两张单子。
The first list, write down all of the problems and issues you think you have. Like, I'm angry, I'm impatient, I'm lustful, whatever it is, write that list down.
第一张单子是把您所有的毛病、所有的不好的习惯都写下来，你的老我的那些坏的东西都写下来。好比说，我没有耐心，我脾气很暴躁，等等等等。
And then on the second list, write down the character quality that God is trying to build into your life that's the opposite of that.
然后第二章就是神要在你里建造的新的人的这个性格，就是一些跟你那个老习惯刚好相反的东西。
This is the thing that God is helping you practice.
这一张单子才是神要帮助你去操练的。
So an example, your first list might say fear, your second list might say love, or anxiety to peace, or anger to patience.
所以您的第一张单子很可能是恐惧，那你第二张单子就应该写的是爱。您的第一张单子写的是焦虑，你的第二张单子就是一个和平，平安。您的第一个单子是愤怒，您的第二张单子写的应该就是有耐心，等等。
So you need to tear up the first list and focus on the second.
所以您应该把第一张单子撕掉，然后专注于。操练第二张单子。
This is because God doesn't fix your bad behavior; He just cultivates His good character in you.
说神不是用来就修复你的一个来修管你的旧的习俗毛病，神他主要是来培育你在新的人里面培育相当的一些品格。
And focusing on the good character God is cultivating in you is not just for your sake; it's for others as well.
所以当神在他的新造的人里培育你一些像他的品格的时候，不只是你自己个人受益，你身边的人都会受益。
Jesus tells us to let our light shine before others.
所以耶稣叫我们说，我们应该是一盏明灯，然后照亮身边的人。
See, if you focus on the negative behaviors, you're almost like, it's almost like you're radioactive, like you have a fallout zone around you.
所以当你都是一些负面的东西的时候，你就像一个有害的放射，你会发出一种有害的放射性的东西，然后身边的人就纷纷的逃离。
But if you focus on the positive qualities of God that He's developing in your life, you're like an umbrella that shields you and those near you.
所以当你都是一个正面的东西的时候，别人就是看到你就觉得很想再接近你。很想接近你这个保护伞。
When you enter a room, it should become inhabited with God's presence through you.
所以当你进入一个房间的时候，应该你很自然而然的让神能够透过你活出来。
See, people are waiting for you to understand this, and they might not know it, but when you understand it, you're going to be bringing God's presence and light into their life.
所以你身边的人其实是非常期盼你能够在得到这属灵上的成熟度。也许他们不知道，但是一旦你表现出来的时候，不但你自己受益，你身边的人也通通能够受益，就把光带给大家。
Again, we have to minimize the circumstance we're in and maximize God's ability to work through it.
所以再一次提醒，我们必须要尽量的把周围身边的一些困难的事情尽量的缩小，然后尽量的放大神能够在你生命中的作为。
So here's some examples from my life.
这是我自己的经历。
In my marriage and being a parent, God is helping me develop patience and gentleness.
所以在我的婚姻，在我的身为父亲的这个身份上，神是训练我。怎么样能够有耐心，也怎么样能够非常的柔和。
And in my job in ministry, he's helping me develop love and peace.
在我的工作上，让我能够有爱心，然后能够有平安。
See, I could have said I am impatient and unkind, and I'm unloving and anxious. But God's not focused on that. He's focusing on developing patience and gentleness and love and peace in my life.
我也许可以以负面的来说，就是说我是一个没有耐心的人，我是一个比较粗暴的人，或者是我在工作上没有足够的爱心，而且也没有平安。但是神不要我们去关注那些，神要我们专注的是如何能够成为一个有耐心的，能够做一个身段柔软的人，如何在工作上有更多的爱心，如何能够有更多的平安，这是神要我们专注的。
So I had some grapevines on my back patio that would never produce fruit.
在我的屋子外面有一些所谓葡萄藤架，从来没有结过果子。
And my mother-in-law Jennifer, who you guys know,
yeah, she got green thumbs.
She said, "You have to chop it down to just the stalk and cut everything else away."
所以我的岳母，您都认为你们都认识我们的 Jennifer 姐妹，她就跟我讲说，你必须把这些枝通通剪掉，就剪到剩下一个杆子在那边。
And I thought, really? That sounds so harsh to cut all the branches away.
我心里就说，哇，这是不是有点太过分了？全部都砍掉，全都剪掉，剩个一个杆子在那边吗？
But I listened to her and I did it anyway. And then the next spring, there was so much growth, and it actually did fruit.
Yeah, so 我就还是遵照了我岳母的嘱咐去做了。然后第二年发现，哇，居然是不但开花，就结果，而且是结果果满丰盛的。
So Jesus tells us that in Him we will bear much fruit, but it comes through pruning, and that's often very painful.
所以说，耶稣也说要成为像他人，我们必须像这个葡萄藤、葡萄枝一样，经过修剪。那修剪的过程是非常痛苦的。
See, pruning is those circumstances we were talking about that are in our life that encourage us to become more like Jesus.
所以这些所谓的修剪，就是我们生活环境带给我们所有一切的有压力的、有困难的东西，经过这些东西，我们就得以修剪。
But this isn't a lesson in just trying harder. This is a lesson in trying differently on partnering with God to work in your life.
所以我们今天要讲的这个主要信息就是说，你不是说更努力，而是你要做一些不同的举措，做不同的方法，那就是要与神同工。
This isn't a lesson on just changing the way you behave, but aligning your character and your identity in Christ.
所以这个不是说你只是改变你一些行为上的修饰或者改变，而是你必须要与你在基督耶稣里面的身份能够对着起来，就是说你能够名副其实，身为神的儿女这个身份，你必须要能够名副其实。
So, I don't want this to sound hard or hopeless. There is hope for you because through Christ you are already victorious.
所以我不想让你觉得这是一困难很困难的事。事实上，在耶稣基督里，你已经是得胜的了。
Because Jesus, or excuse me, in 1 John we read, "For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world."
所以我们在约翰一书五章四节也告诉我们说，因为凡从神生的就胜过世界，使我们胜过世界的就是我们的信心。
So the next time you feel stuck, just ask yourself these questions.
所以当你下次在觉得你在处在一个困境中出不来的时候，你就问这些。
Am I living out my salvation, not just believing things about God, but acting on them in faith?
我是不是能够活出我的救恩呢？不是只是相信一些有关神的事情，而是能够行出来。
Is shame or guilt keeping me from running toward God? Remember that He runs to you out of love to restore you.
是不是对以前旧事的一些愧疚或者惭愧，使你不能够接近神呢？你要记得，是他先向你跑去，然后是他先用他的爱来修复你的。
And am I asking God what He is teaching me in my current circumstances or trying to run away from my current circumstances?
我有没有向神问神说，神啊，在目前的境况中，我你是否要我学到一些什么样的功课？
If you ask these questions, you will be fruitful and you will get unstuck.
当你能够问这些问题的时候，我相信你能够脱困，而且你能够得到丰盛的收获。
Please pray with me.
我们一起祷告。
With our heads bowed, I just want to read this verse to you.
Okay, 我们祷低头的时候，我只想用这句圣经来跟你们分享。
Philippians 1:6.
腓立比书一章六节。
And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Christ Jesus.
我深信那在你们中间开始的美好工作的，到了基督耶稣的日子。
Father, thank you that you love us and you want us to be more like you.
父神，我们感谢你，你爱我们，愿意我们更像你。
Because we know that true peace and love only come through becoming like you.
因为真正的平安是从更像你而来的。
So we ask you to help us live out your word. We ask us to show, for you to show us daily how much you love us and care for us.
求你每日都向我们显示你是如何的多么的爱我们。
And we ask that you continue to use even the bad circumstances in our life for good.
我们也祈求您能够继续的用一些不好的环境、不好的事情。来让我们变得更好。
Help us defeat the works of the devil by using even bad things to get closer to you.
让我们能够抵挡魔鬼，甚至在坏的事情上也能够抵挡魔鬼，成为更好的。
And I just want to thank you that we don't do this without your help, that you're there helping us.
我们更要感谢是我们不是独立在支撑，而是由您的帮助。
And that you give us hope that you will carry out this good work. You will complete this good work.
然后你也给我们这样的一个盼望，就是您会帮助我们完成这个事情。
So we wait expectantly today for you to act in our lives.
我们相信您今天就会在我们身上有所行动，就会动工。
And we keep our eyes on you so that we don't miss it, but that we can partner with you.
所以让我们定睛专注在你的身上。让我们不要错过任何能与您同工的机会。
In the name of Jesus, we pray these things.
我们信靠主耶稣基督的名，如此的祷告。阿门。
Thank you.